Welcome back to the program. You're listening to Green Left on 3CR. And we're now joined by Nat, who is one of the activists who's on the HTA picket line. Are you there, Nat?
Yeah, hello. Good
morning. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be back.
Yeah, and incredible numbers on the community picket. I remember yesterday stopping work at HTA, the factory in Campbell Field, manufacturing parts for the F-35 fighter jets. There's a community of workers and residents and unionists that have actually stopped work at HTA over the past 10 days. Is that correct?
That's right. So this is the third day in 10 days that we have stopped work. And we have really incredible numbers this morning as well. I think we've counted about 125 people, which is crazy.
That's fantastic.
4:30 a.m. Yeah.
4:30. Wonderful. And so no work has been done right now?
No. So we've shut it down for the day. And yeah, so this is the second day this week. Disruption is working. Absolutely. And communities are turning up for this.
Wonderful. So just for people who aren't aware of what this is actually about, can you just quickly explain to anyone out there why you are picketing outside of HTA and what HTA are making?
Yeah. So HTA stands for Heat Treatment Australia. It is a company that is Australian but also global, and it plays a really significant role in the global supply chain for the manufacturing of the F-35 fighter jet that is actually being used by Israel to bomb innocent civilians and Palestinians in Gaza, in the Rafah, and in the surrounding areas. And so while, you know, the Australian government does say that we don't manufacture and we don't export weapons to Israel, you know, as I said last week on the show, this is a form of gaslighting, because essential and crucial parts to these weapons are being manufactured right here in our streets, in our neighbourhoods, under the facade of what looks like a very normal company in an industrial area. But, you know, there's been a lot of work done. There's been a lot of research by communities about weapons manufacturing. And this is only one out of 50 companies that are manufacturing parts to this specific fighter jet. So that is why we're here today. We are disrupting work. We also have been talking to workers a lot in the surrounding area. We've been leafleting, and we've had some really awesome interaction today, actually. A lot of workers have come down, and we're having tea with them at the moment. We have some sweets, talking about, you know, why is this happening here? Why are we here? Why do we continue to show up? And there's so many empathetic people, and, you know, lots of truck drivers as well coming through, beeping, you know, shouting Free Palestine. It's quite an incredible feeling.
And what can you tell us what's been happening in the picket? What has there been any sort of indication from the police that there'll be any stopping of the picket? Because I think what has been quite incredible has been the fact that throughout all the HTA blockades that I've been at as well is, you know, the fact that the police has not actively attempted to repress it. Because, I mean, I've had lots of experiences where we've tried to block work sites where the police are very gun-ho. We saw that response in some of the Zim blockades. I think it's also speaking to the kind of strength of the kind of mobilisation that the HTA blockade is having.
Yeah, definitely. Look, we don't have all the answers. It has been surprising, to be honest. In the lead up to this, while we were organizing, I said to my comrades that police reaction is probably going to be stronger this week, because we are escalating, and we went from one day of picketing last week to 2 days this week. But, you know, this hasn't been the case. And police yesterday, it seems like they don't really care. They just have one police car. There are two police officers quite far away from where we're gathered, actually. I'm the police liaison today as well. And so we went up, me and my comrade, and we talked to them, and we said, this is what we're doing. And they're like, yep. So HTA told us that they're shutting down for the day. And that was it. So there is something going on here. Either that there's something within the company where they are, you know, choosing to shut down because they don't want to confront this, or maybe... There's something a bit fishy, but we are scouting. We're trying to understand why has there been no police response. Because, yeah, as you said, at the Zim picket, which I was at as well, you know, police came in there, I don't want to say hundreds, but, like, there was definitely a couple hundred police officers at the end, riot cops, horses, there was aggression, there was some brutality and some arrests. We're not seeing that here, so we don't understand why, but for now we're going to continue to have this presence. And, you know, it is strategic to be disrupting this place. And it's also just a space where people are coming together and having conversations, having some food. You know, we've just run a police liaison training, picket captain training. And so, yeah, even if we don't fully understand the workings behind the glass facade of this building, we are going to be continuing to provide this space for people to come together, and network and build the movement.
Yeah, thanks for that. Now, we do have to wrap up soon, but it sounds like you are definitely making an impact on a company that is effectively making profits by benefiting from a genocide. So lastly, before we let you go, can anyone join the picket?
Absolutely. Please come down. So 43 Lara Way in Camperfield and Him for Palestine on Instagram. We will continue to picket next week and you can keep up with, what days we're going to be here and what we're going to be doing on Instagram, on our socials. And I'm going to do a live soon so you can also watch that, see what it's looking like down here. And thank you so much for having us. Thank you so much for platforming this. Incredible work.
Thanks, Nat. And, good luck today. We'll probably join you out there later.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
See ya.
So you were just listening to Nat, who is one of the protesters standing outside the factory in Campbellfield, HTA, manufacturing parts for the F-35 fighter jets used by Israel in Gaza to commit a genocide. We're just going to go to a quick song, Long Live Palestine by Low Key, and we're going to come back with our last interview or the activist calendar, I don't know which one. Enjoy.